Okay, everybody, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR98 Management Call. By the way, today's tax day. I'm just thought I'd throw that in there. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before Newskin was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972, wait for the prompt, and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the program. Check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find the archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90, the product name, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic, 10 health tips for a better body. I came out a few weeks ago, found it on, it doesn't give a name where I found it. It says I'm following, but it doesn't have a name post there, up there. So it's an online health source that I found on my website. 10 health tips for a better body, story by Jace Collins. A better body isn't about crash diets or spending every free moment in the gym. It's about making small, smart choices that add up over time. The good news? Well, you don't have to give up your favorite foods or follow impossible workout routines to see real results. Here are 10 tips that'll help you get there. Number one, hydrate like you mean it. Water is the foundation of a strong, healthy body. It keeps your metabolism running, flushes out toxins, and helps with digestion. Aim for at least eight glasses a day, but if you're sweating a lot, drink even more. Not a fan of plain water? Try infusing with a few herbs for extra flavor. Number two, prioritize protein. Protein isn't just for bodybuilders. It helps repair muscles, keeps you full longer, fuels your body for the day ahead. Include sources like lean meats, eggs, beans, and nuts in your meals. If you're on the go, a protein shake can do the trick. And a TR90 protein shake, the vanilla one, is my favorite, is delicious. My wife likes the green. Get moving every day. Exercise doesn't have to feel like a burden. Discover something you love, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking a brisk walk. Engaging in daily physical activity boosts circulation to help maintain a healthy weight. Take good sleep. Your body rebuilds and recovers while you sleep. So skipping a rest can slow your progress. Aim for at least 7 to 8 hours per night. Struggle with falling asleep? Try cutting back on screen time before you go to bed and stick to a consistent bedtime routine. Cut back on processed foods. Highly processed foods are loaded with unhealthy fats, sugars, and preservatives that can wreak havoc on your body. Stick to whole natural foods as much as possible. If it comes in a package with a lengthy ingredient list, it's probably best to skip it. Eat more fiber. Fiber aids digestion and helps regulate sugar levels. Also, a diet rich in fiber supports gut health by encouraging the growth of body-friendly bacteria. So try starting your day with oatmeal or adding chia seeds and flax seeds to your smoothies for an extra fiber boost. This is the one I like. Strength training, twice a week. Strength training is required for building muscle mass, especially as you age. You don't need heavy weights. Body weight exercises like squats and lunges can be just as effective. Aim for at least 2 strength training sessions per week, focusing on different muscle groups. I average 2 to 3 times per week. Sometimes you're busy and only get 2 in. Let's see. Don't skip breakfast. That's my mom telling me that. Don't skip breakfast. A balanced breakfast kickstarts your metabolism and provides the energy needed to power through the day. Offer a combination of protein, vitamins, healthy fats, and fiber. Moreover, skipping breakfast often leads to overeating later in the day and energy crashes. Manage stress before it manages you. Chronic stress can lead to hormonal imbalances, weight gain, poor sleep, and a weakened immunity. Find ways to reduce stress by following deep breathing practices, meditation, or engaging in hobbies you enjoy. Also, spending time outdoors can help reset your mindset and reduce anxiety. Or move away from whatever stressing you out. And last here on the 10, I think it's the last one, yes. Ditch sugary drinks. Ugh. Beverages like soda, energy drinks, and fancy coffee drinks are loaded with sugar can cause energy crashes and weight gain. Instead, drink water, herbal tea, or black coffee. Cutting back on sugar-rich drinks can reduce your overall calorie intake and prevent sugar spikes that lead to fatigue and craving. So there are simply 10 healthy tips for a better body. Most are pretty easy to follow. Again, hey, dump the sodas, the sugary drinks, the candy drinks, and those high-energy drinks are already good for you to begin with. There's other ways to get energy. Also, again, manage your stress before it manages you. Breakfast, most important meal of the day, don't skip it. Strength training at least twice a week, 2 to 3 times a week. Remember, the recommended is we're recommended to get 150 minutes of exercise per day. That's about 30 minutes 5 days in a row. And so, you know, try to hit that target. If you're doing nothing, getting 75 minutes, or getting 35 minutes if you're doing nothing would be an improvement. And work up to 40 minutes, and 50 minutes per week, and 60 minutes per week. You get it. You know, start small, grow big. Eat more fiber. Cut back on those processed foods with those long, dysergic, whatever, triglycerol, whatever names on your packaging. Get good sleep. Keep moving every day. Once again, I recommend, hey, park a little farther out. Park on the top. See, walk down, park further out in the parking lot. So you get more steps, take the stairs as much as possible rather than the escalators. Prioritize protein throughout the day. And hydrate like you mean it. Make sure you get plenty of liquids. And there you go. All right, folks. Short easy today. But once again, those are the 10 tips. These calls are recorded on SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com. You can find us there in your favorite podcast app by searching for either our product name, the Weight Management Product, TR90, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And with that, I'm going to open up the line. Maybe. Mouse isn't working. Here we go.
Maybe it'll release us. Maybe.
Yeah, damn mouse anyway. Guys, just
actually, Frank, that's a really great list, and that's one of the things I try to do is to recap what the TR90 program actually includes and why is some of it why it's included. So
right.
That kind of dovetails right on in there.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the TR90 certainly points you in the direction of doing each of those things on a regular basis. And of course, we know that if you're going to manage your weight, it's about life. It's about managing your lifestyle. It's not about some quick change. Hey, drop 30 pounds a day and all life's good and nothing, you never have to do anything again. It's about gradually getting to where you want to go and developing habits that will keep you where you want to be versus just crash running into a wall and trying to achieve some super status all of a sudden.
Yes, because this definitely is a lifestyle change. It is not a one and done, as I like to say. So there we are. Well, tomorrow I'm actually still talking about creating a movement-rich environment. So to get people up and moving. So we will look forward to having people back tomorrow for that.
All right. Get them, have them stop wearing out their couches. Okay, perfect. Be sure to dial in tomorrow. call in tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday, and we look forward to seeing you then. Between now and then, go out and make it a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Adios. Bye-bye. Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thank you.